Except my voice comes in. Seeing you come my way, I lift my head, I try to say, feeling numb, but I find a way to let you know I'm here to stay, here to stay.
Let's work on that a little bit.
Just to... Here we go.
Seeing you come my way, I lift my head, I try to say.
Okay, start again.
Seeing you come my way, I lift my head, I try to say, feeling numb, but I find a way to let you know I'm here to stay, here to stay.
Well, I tried reflect the point of when you're trying to talk to somebody, you really get it. It's really hard, you know. I see you come my way. I lift my head. I'm looking down because I try to lift it up. I try to say what I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
I find a way. So you're not going to say the second here to stay?
That by you saying it by yourself, it makes it a little more personal.
Okay.
That's just was my thought.
Sure. Okay. Can I try one more time then?
Yes.
Seeing you come my way, I lift my head, I try to say.
Billy Cobham on the song. You mean, so you get a trumpet to say this, do the same thing as the word?
Yeah, like one of those, something like or a flugelhorn.
A muted trumpet. No, not a muted trumpet.
How about a flugelhorn?
Yeah.
Yeah, not a piccolo trumpet.
I still want to, you told me once, Yes, You and Me, you heard these strings on it. I still want to see how you, how you do that so I can get an idea and go from there. Unless you wanted to write something with the strings.
Yeah. Sit down and write music.
Well, what I did for Up in Heaven, that song, I came up with some basic stuff and I did it all on keyboard, right?
Right.
And so I didn't have to write the music down. I had to write it and then put it together on the keyboard, you know, because you have the MIDI stuff. So.
Right.
And then so I can print it out if I wanted to.
Hmm.
And then get real strings on it.
That's cheating, man.
You know,
I love it.
That's where my skill level is up to, you know. I know George Martin.
Who can just, you know.
Well, they do it all the time.
Yeah, right. So they can just rip off, you know, sheets and sheets.
Sheets and sheets.
I was reading the album Don Juan's Reckless Daughter.
Oh, yes, right, yeah.
What she did was she got off cocaine. She was on cocaine a lot.
Oh.
And everything became. Oh, she started seeing Trung Pa, that guy, that goo-goo type guy. And everything became clear for her at the same time. So she was sitting on the piano. She started doing these improvs, long improvs. And she hooked up with, I forget who it was. And she said, I got to go to the studio and get this stuff down. So she did these long pieces, improv piano, because she was into Rachmaninoff and Debussy and all this stuff. and they were great. And then they said she stopped playing when she needed to smoke because she was a heavy smoker. And then they edited it all together. They got Michael Gibbs to orchestrate it.
Oh, okay.
And usually it's backwards because usually you put the piano on last, especially, and so things are out of tune. And she knew that, so she said in the studio, the strings are out of tune to the piano. But nobody, we don't hear that. And then she met people like Charlie Mingus right after that, and Charles said, you know, those strings are out of tune, is one of the first things she said to her. And she says, I know that. And then according to the book, Charlie Mingus was surprised that she knew that they were out of tune.
Well, so the Mingus record was after Don Juan's.
Right.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought that Don Juan, Mingus came after Hegira. And then
she got, according to this book, she got the players. She didn't know anything about Charlie Mingus, and she knew Miles Davis' music. She didn't like Coltrane very much. Mingus really wanted players, the Coltrane players, to play. And so, but she got the Weather Report players because they were the Miles Davis people.
Yeah.
And
well, she already knew Jaco if he was still there then.
Yeah, right. And I just listened to Coyote.
That's a good tune. I mean, they do that on the last waltz.
That was about Sam Shepard. You know that?
Sam
Shepard, you know that?
What about Sam Shepard? That's about him? Oh, no,
they
didn't know that.
They had a little fling, and they were two geniuses, you know, call them.
Yeah.
Except that, you know, Sam Shepard was a ladies' man, and he had a wife at home with kids, and he had a girlfriend on the set. On Thunder, he was on the Bob Dylan, the Rolling Thunder tour.
Oh, okay.
She didn't want to get together with them, but they had this incredible attraction because they were the same kind of people.
Yeah.
And so she wrote it about him. You know, she also did not get along with Joni Mitchell.
What?
Joan Baez.
Oh, yes. I knew. They're very different people.
Different people and different sensibilities. And
yeah.
They were in the same studio, so Joan Baez called her in to sing some song, and Joni Mitchell did it, but she called this jive, this silly song. I don't know what it was, but Joan Baez at the time thought she was just being aloof.
There are people who are that way.
Well, you know, people get along. I mean, everybody doesn't have to like each other. It's just
right.
It's the way it is.
I know, but it just to me, it's and I found this out through my age and wisdom now, that it's silly to criticize people who are at, you know, like Joni Mitchell criticizing Joan Baez. That's just ridiculous. Why bother? You know, you can have your own feelings about it, but just keep them to yourself.
She wasn't that way, though.
No, I know. What?
She hated producers. She became her own producer. She thought they were...
Well...
David Crosby...
I'll go with that.
Messed her up and went after that. She said, I'm not going to listen to you guys. You guys don't... We're not doing anything.
I'd like to have a producer who, you know, who listened. Not somebody who thought they knew everything and then you had to do exactly what they say, but who you could have a musical conversation with.
Well, people...
You know, Rick Rubin.
I had a guy... Huck Bennett did my early albums. He was an engineer. And he actually helped produce them because he was so great at that. He heard things and he had a way about him that said, I don't like this. You're wrong, but he didn't say you're wrong.
Yeah, sure.
And he also had a perspective of... he knew so many different kinds of music.
Yep.
It wasn't just one kind of music. Like Kilburn, great guy, but I never wanted to work with him in the studio because I had worked with him in the studio producing somebody else.
Yeah.
And he just something about his manners.
I agree.
But this guy Huck was great because to me, that's what a producer should be. It should be a partnership, telling you, not taking charge, but just.
Yeah.
It's tough because I remember I worked with this woman, Lynn Sinner, as a producer, and she didn't know anything about anything. She was good. She was like a Joni Mitchell kind of player. She didn't know anything about the studio. And she brought a friend of hers to sing, and the singer couldn't cut it. And Huck and I looked at each other, what are we going to do? Because he's a friend of Lynn's,
right.
You know? And luckily, the singer said, you should get somebody else. This isn't really my...
Oh.
I mean, Huck and I...
Yay!
But, you know, it was like... Lynn, this woman, Lynn Sainer, was really good. She didn't really know anything about the studio, so she needed some guidance, you know, to me. I think that it's the people who are, a lot of people need guidance. They
yeah.
need something.
Yeah.
You just can't take it over. You have to listen to what they say, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you can't put a hard rock thing on a folk thing, you know, for instance, just because you think it's going to be commercial. I had a friend like that who was a new age kind of singer, and she was friends with jazzers, or GB artists. And it was tough. All they would talk about was, you can't play that note over this chord. You can't do that. You know, it's like the technical side of the thing, which drove her crazy because
yeah.
it's like, that's not what this music is about, you know? So,
yeah.
you know. It's tough in the studio.
You can do anything you want. Well, we should play one more song. What do you want to play?
It is kind of catchy.
Oh, it is. Very catchy. That's why I wake up, you know, 6:30 in the morning, look at my alarm clock, and my head's going, na, 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 na.
Yeah. Want to try it again, just for fun?
Yeah, if you want to do that one last, you bet.
I can't think of anything else.
Okay.
All that I know.